proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
In our last broadcast, we saw that Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. In the Old Testament, they would sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat. Now, with no sacrifice, no temple, no mercy seat, they afflict their souls as commanded in Leviticus 16 and Leviticus 23. They afflict their souls by fasting for 25 hours. The evening of Yom Kippur begins at sundown. And just before that, they have a festive meal. They gather in the synagogues wearing white to show purity. They abstain from wearing leather, which is a sign of comfort. They go into this 25-hour fast, not only abstaining from food, but nothing touches their lips. No water, nothing. They have no entertainment of any sort, no relations with their wives. And they afflict their souls as they believe they're standing before God in judgment. I had the privilege of living in Israel myself for 15 years as a journalist. And I observed every year this Yom Kippur fast. This is the last day of the 10 days of awe. The entire nation of Israel comes to a complete standstill. There's not a single car on the roads. No one is listening to the radio or TV. Total dead silence. No one is out except for the children riding their bicycles. Many a time I would go and stand in the middle of the interstate to witness just how solemn and serious they take this holy day. As a Christian, I see this as a prophetic picture of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we read in Romans 14, beginning in verse 9, the Bible says, "For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Lord both of the dead and living. But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." We also see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." We see our dear Jewish friends believe that they have to cover their own sins by doing good works. They see God as standing in heaven with heavenly scales, weighing their good works on one side against their bad works on the other. They believe that afflicting their souls will gain favor with God and purge their sins. One day, an Orthodox Jewish man told me that he believed in purgatory. He said that the Kabbalah, a book of Jewish mysticism, teaches that every soul goes to hell for 6 months to have their sins washed away. They call it God's washing machine. And then after that, everyone gets to go to heaven. Of course, I found that unbelievable, and I asked him, "What about Hitler?" He quickly replied, "Oh, no, not Hitler. He's the exception." Obviously, the Bible teaches that only the blood of Jesus can remove our sins, as we read in Romans 5:10. "For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Praise the Lord, we have salvation by grace through faith in the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.